Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
G. Monetti, foot fungus is no laughing matter.
Nope.
Radiancy, the makers of Clear Touch, make medical aesthetic devices for the professional industry that treat dermatological conditions. The technology in Clear Touch is LHE, light and heat energy. LHE is a form of phototherapy. Doctors around the world have been using phototherapy to effectively treat nail fungus. Current nail fungus treatments are laser, which means you must drill holes into the nail to cure it. I don't want to do that. Pills, which can cause liver damage, creams, and nail removal, which sounds really, really painful. With any treatment, the nail must grow out to show the results. This can take anywhere from 6 to 18 months, depending on the person or whether it's a finger or toenail. But you can fix this now at clearmyfungus.com. That's clearmyfungus.com to purchase this revolutionary technology or call 800-910-5590. That's 800-910-5590.
My name is Capri Lucero. You're listening to Capers 32. I want to give a shout out to I Am Rappaport Podcast, Michael Rappaport, G Monetti, G Moody, the 2015 podcast co-host of the year made this beat right here. They played it on the show, called out people to get on it, so I jumped on it, ladies and gentlemen. Check it out. I'm so hungry, been broke for a couple of weeks. I'll eat the shit out this beat like my tongue and some cheeks. No Bruno. When I start touching this beat, y'all be like, Capers, the sick fuck of the week. Let me heat up the skillet and put some beef in there. My grill can pan sear, my steak medium rare. A clean player, don't expect a foul from me. The Oxy 30 mil like Conley yearly salary. On Halloween, I'ma be Michael Rappaport. Of course I'm in the rapper pack. What you think I'm rapping for? I'm a trash tier farm league battle rapper. Soon to be the shit like a bag. Pampas, have to ask you, since the Cavs became winners, have you taken Bill Burr out for steak dinner? You said you played ball and were a great center. My sources said your best move was getting fake injured. I'm playing with you, talking shit and getting stoned. My butt's beautiful with red hairs like Emma Stone. Get a clone, let it grow, get rich from it. Was in the game for a minute like Tim Duncan. They said spit something, so I thought I should kill it. Gassed up on that fire, so I'm gonna cook on that skillet. All real shit, I got an honest style. My girl tried to change the channel while watch the finals, fighting over the remote every single day. Lately the news looks like I'm playing GTA, and I know the truth about Clinton's emails. She was on Craigslist getting she emails. Fuck details, we don't fact check. Thanks G Moody, this beat's mad fresh. My name's Caper Lucero, I got a podcast. Capers 32 on YouTube, go and cop that.
See, I Am Rappaport stereo podcast. My name is Michael Rappaport. Some people call me the Gringo Mandingo. Some people call me Mr. White Folks. Other people call me White Mike. Some people call me Mike Rap, Mikey Raps. We're in here at the Gloom Tomb, the soundproofed Gloom Tomb in Los Angeles. I'm in here with the 2015 reigning podcast co-host of the year.
For sure.
They call him G. Moody.
Yep.
G. Monetti. Some people call him the Black Ed McMahon.
Word.
How you feeling, Mr. Monetti?
I feel good, man. L.A. Sunshine. We had a good tour.
Fresh off the world tour.
We've been chilling, cooling out, enjoying things, so I'm good. I'm happy.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you seem happy.
That's right.
You look great. Just so you know, we went platinum yet again in July. And as you know, if you're listening to this ASAP, August 5th, 442 North Fairfax Avenue, spot called The Dime, the platinum party is popping off. And I'm going to tell you, for all the fans of the Iron Rapport Stereo podcast, from 8 to 9, the drinks are on me, the Gringo Mandingo.
Damn.
Okay? And the reason why we're throwing this party, there's no promos, there's no incentives, there's no nothing. This is for the fans, by the people, the good people at the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. When we first started doing the podcast, who would have thought by August 5th, 2016, we'd be three times platinum? I think even now, four times platinum. So today, August 5th, if you're listening to this right when you should be, as soon as it comes out, you'll know the platinum party at The Dime from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Open bar on me from 8 to 9. The password to get in is Duke.
Duke.
Just say Duke, and they're going to let you in.
Yep.
That's it.
That shows you're a listener.
Me and G. Monetti will be there. Jordan Winter and Miles Davis, the best podcast producers in the game. The Young Shooter will be there, Dean Collins.
That's right.
We're playing all hip-hop all night that went platinum, okay? Only hip-hop that went platinum. It's going to be a good night. It's for the people, by the people.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say by the people, I mean me and G. Monetti.
For sure.
Because we are the people. I can't wait to see the people that come out. So we're doing that big time. As Mr. Moody was saying earlier, what was it like for you on the world tour? By the way, before you answer that question, the episode of the Charles Sprewell in Milwaukee, big hit.
Mm-hmm.
The Minnesota episode and the Chicago episode will be coming out ASAP. The live shows, they were fantastic.
Absolutely.
How did it feel going on the road? Your real, true first touch with fame.
Absolutely. It felt overwhelming at first to come from obscurity to have people line up to meet me and talk to me and tell me how, you know, they respect the show and everything. So it was great. I appreciate it so much. And it was great to do it and great to interact with the fans. They're so cool. You know, it's good, man. It's just overall good.
Yeah, Jay, you pretty much have come from
obscurity.
Obscurity. Sorry. And now you're the 2015 podcast co-host of the year, and you got gifts.
Yeah, my man gave me a cutting board.
Right.
And
in Chicago,
in
he
Chicago,
gave you a cutting
he's
board.
From, he's from
you
Chicago.
Got some other gifts, right?
Yeah, man, it was great, man.
All the Chicago Rapper Pack that came out, Advertina, I didn't get to meet you. I met the Rapper Bear. My man
Kern came through.
Good dude.
Good cats, man.
And his homeboy. Yo, all the people that came out, most of the names we're not mentioning. As you know, it's the Iron Rapport Stereo podcast. We don't fact check.
Exactly. But everyone.
We loved it. We love doing it. We loved meeting and hanging with Spree, Latrell Sprewell in Milwaukee. Man, yo, Latrell Sprewell's hard body karate.
Yes.
He showed us around Milwaukee, and he knows the city.
Yes.
And a great host, and I'm so glad we got to meet him and talk to him. I hope people have listened to and enjoyed the Latrell Sprewell episode.
It was a great tour.
Yeah.
And we're taking our talents elsewhere.
For sure.
That was the first leg of the Three City World Tour.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be traveling the world more. Dates soon come.
Yes, right. They soon come.
Soon come. Antonio Sabato. I don't know his fucking name. I know this guy is an underwear model. I'm not dissing him. Mm. If I could be an underwear model and get paid for it. Now, as you know, I've been known to walk around in a jock strap or a custom made banana hammock.
Mm-hmm.
Yet I've never been paid for it. So I'm not making fun of like, oh, you're just an underwear model. I don't knock anybody's hustle, anybody's dreams and any of that stuff. But Antonio Sabato Jr., who's most known for speaking at the Republican convention in Cleveland, said afterwards he absolutely believes that President Obama is a Muslim. Mm-hmm. On the bad side. All this rhetoric. He is now saying that he's been blackballed in Hollywood. I want to tell you something, Antonio Sabato Jr. You wasn't never popping in Hollywood. Okay, you did a little underwear modeling, and that's dope. I have no problem with that. Again, I respect you. I'm sure you're a family guy. Everybody's got to make a living. But as far as being an actor, you got no skills, Duke. You never had no skills. And I don't know if you thought fucking around with Trump was going to get you popping.
Right.
But it's not going to work out like that.
Oh, his acting was an all.
He was never dope. He's a handsome dude.
Right.
And that's it. But don't. I think he thought, oh, I'm going to fuck with Trump and then I'm going to get shit pop a lot.
I'm going to get put on.
No, you're not getting put on. you probably fucked yourself more now.
Right.
Because your skills never paid the bills when it came to that good SAG shit.
Oh, he's just a looker.
He's just a looker.
Yeah.
And his best days are over. You know what I mean? Again, I want this guy to be able to make a living and feed his family sincerely. But I call your man Trump.
Word.
Call him up. He asked you to come talk. They probably paid you a little something because this is how this shit works. They fly you in. They pay you a little something, something. And he got you and Chachi. And y'all motherfuckers, you're going to be screwed.
Yeah.
Not that everybody in Hollywood doesn't fuck with D. Trump. But I'm just letting you. It's not like you were doing Shakespearean theater to begin with, Sabato Jr.
Right. I never. Yeah. Was he commanding big purses for movies?
He wasn't commanding any.
Or exactly.
He's just not an actor. He's a good looking guy.
He's modeling draws.
Modeling draws. Which brings me to: have you got any offers to model underwear, Monetti?
No.
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 I just want to put the feelers out there.
They
if anybody
need to.
Wants to have Monetti model underwear.
Anybody could do that shit.
Yeah, Monetti's ready to do it.
And you ain't got to put a sock in me. You had to put a sock in Antonio.
I don't know if you did.
I'm going to tell you what I know.
You looked at his shit?
Yeah.
I never seen. You looked at his shit. speaking of D. Trump, George W. Bush came out shitting on D. Trump. Now, you know if George W. Bush is shitting on you,
Jesus,
then you're in bad shape. When an ex-president who's also a Republican is shitting on you, then you know you're fucked. Everybody is shitting on D. Trump. And I'm telling you, I know you think it's cute and you want to be like Mr. Co-host Radames, and like, he's getting blown out.
This is August.
He's getting blown out.
Okay.
It's just going to continue to get worse.
No.
Trump spoke at some fucking thing. I don't know what. I just know that he shitted on him. And George W. Bush, he's never been known as the sharpest knife in the drawer.
Word. Absolutely.
And finally with Trump, because I don't want to get too far into the Trump shit. There was a President Obama, two-term winner, President Obama.
Yeah, they don't give
even
him that.
He came out and was saying, yo, like his concern, like this isn't about Democratic and Republican.
Right, it's like he's unfit for this shit.
Like, yo, yeah. People are like, yo, whatever you do, do not get this motherfucker in there. Like, yeah. People are nervous for the country's sake. do what you want to do. Vote who you want to vote for. I know people think this is a joke and like they like this fucking guy. This is not a fucking joke. Okay, we're not running a little league baseball team here. Okay? Think about what the fuck you're doing. Like I said before, if I wanted to run a Starbucks, you think they're just going to, like Vin Baker, ex-NBA player.
He's training to get to be a manager.
First he's a barista, and then he's this, then he's that. He played in the NBA, he's an Olympic gold medalist. They don't give a shit. So you think, well, what are we going to do? Donald Trump, he's never done anything in politics. He has no political agenda. His only political agenda is get that black motherfucker out of the White House ASAP.
Yep.
Okay? And that's not a political agenda. Okay? But you make the choice you want to make.
It's consequences.
There's going to be consequences fucking around with this guy. Shit ain't sweet.
It ain't sweet, dude.
All right, Casper.com, the best mattress in the world, a mattress that I sleep on every single night. Award-winning technology. Casper will guarantee your mattress so much that you could sleep on the mattress, live on the mattress for 100 days and nights. If you do not like it, Casper will pick up the mattress for free. Now, that is guaranteed. All right, go to Casper.com, CASPER.com/Rappaport. Use the promo code Rappaport. Get $50 off your first order on CasperMattresses.com. They have sheets. They have pillows. I love everything about Casper. I sleep like a big old baby on my Casper mattress. Go to Casper.com right now and get a mattress at a great price that'll last forever. Casper.com. All right, there's been a little bit of confusion. Dissension about what a sick fuck of the week is and what a dumb fuck of the week is. And I wanted to help everybody get to the bottom of this. Okay? Miles Davis,
make it plain.
Let me hear the sick fuck of the week music. This award is earned, not given. It's called the sick fuck of the week. This guy's really sick. Lock him up.
How could you do it?
Don't let him out.
Damn. Who fucked the dog?
You what?
Who fucked the dog? Why would he fuck the dog? Why would you fuck your girlfriend's dog?
What sick fuck?
The sick fuck of the week. It's earned.
Earned.
Not given.
You did
what?
No. No.
No. No!
I want to be clear about this. A sick fuck of the week is not just any old sick fuck. He's got to have a certain pizzazz about him.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
A certain, how do you say, je ne sais quoi.
Yeah.
Okay? To be awarded a sick fuck, you have to earn it. It's not just given. Okay? But people are confusing dumb fucks with sick fucks. I'll give you an example. A Florida man got arrested. Okay, he was hopped up on God knows what. Probably a good mix of
paint,
bath salts, and that good purple.
Yeah.
Okay, he was all fucked up. The doors started closing in on him.
Right.
And it started getting dark.
He fucked his mind up.
And it fucked his whole world up.
Mm-hmm.
And he started chasing ghosts.
I heard about this
around the house. With a machete, while his 6-year-old and 8-month-old child were sleeping. See, this is not a sick fuck. This is what you call a dumb
fuck.
A dumb fuck. Does that make sense?
It makes sense.
Okay, but people are getting confused. Here's another guy. This is not a sick fuck. This is what you call a dumb fuck.
Mm-hmm.
A real dumb fuck. This guy, a California guy, mistakenly shot and killed a member of his own gang who was wearing colors of a rival gang. You dumb fuck.
That's a double dumb fuck.
You're a double dumb fuck.
The guy was wearing what colors?
Who the fuck knows what the fucking codes are anymore? Who the fuck knows what the codes are anymore? I wear all gray. I hope to God there's not a fucking gang that wears all gray.
Damn.
But this guy was arrested on murder charges after the there was a death of a guy, and this guy shot
his man. But his was wearing different colors.
He got confused. He got confused, and this dumb fuck, he had an AK-47.
Damn, executing motherfuckers.
And he shot somebody in his own gang. You dumb fuck, you. I don't even know how that works out.
Does he get a tear on his eye for that?
I don't know. He should get a tattoo that says dumb fuck.
And he should be thrown out of the gang, I would think.
Yeah, you're definitely kicked out of the gang. Yeah. You're not gang material when you kill a guy in your own gang for the wrong clothes. You're so dumb. You're so dumb on so many levels.
You can't be in a gang.
How could you be in a gang?
Yeah, after that. That's like you broke the rule, right? You killed your own.
You killed your own homie.
So how can you continue to be in the game?
Accidentally. You're kicked out of the game. Right. Now where does he go?
Friendly fire?
See, that's a dumb fuck.
Yeah.
Okay, see, an example of a sick fuck is a guy who was arrested the other day. This guy must be 80, at least in his late 70s. Now, this is a sick fuck. A guy in Georgia. I don't know what it is. It's Georgia and Florida, the hotbed for the sick fucks of the week. If we did the numbers, if we had like analytics, we need an analytic guy. We need an Ian Rapoport Stereo Podcast analytic guy.
Yeah, we need some numbers guys.
Who could do some number crunching on sick fucks,
right?
Dumb fucks, where they're from, maybe some fact checking.
That's right.
Somebody to help us out here. But there's a guy in Paudling County, Georgia, old guy, Freddie Wadsworth. He was arrested and I believe he was charged with what do they call it, bestiality, which is legal in Canada in some circumstances.
What was he doing?
He fucked a goat. he fucked a goat and they arrested him. Thank goodness that's criminal and that's not okay. And even if there's not a law about this,
he's 80,
he looks 80. I don't know. I don't know how old this guy Freddie Wadsworth is, but he got arrested for fucking the goat. And I don't know if it was his goat, where he found the goat. They didn't go into specifics as to where or who was the owner of the goat.
How you get hard over a goat? A goat smells like shit. It's dirty, and you're 80 and you're getting, I don't know. I don't know.
See, that's a sick fuck.
That's a sick fuck. Look at that goat.
Yeah, you're attracted to that. Like,
right.
You see, like other people, like, oh, J-Lo or Halle Berry. You are attracted to a
nanny
goat. Right.
Ooh, I'm go at him today.
The goat.
Yeah.
Sick fuck. Yep. Another example of a sick fuck. This is a perfect example of a sick fuck. Now, this is a two-for-one. You know what? We should put this, let Twitter decide.
Right.
Let everybody on Twitter and Facebook. I know not everybody's on Facebook. You can vote on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Because this is tough. We have the older guy who was banging the goat, real nice, real proper.
Yeah.
This guy, is arrested and in jail. 45-year-old guy. His name is Joseph Carraro. I think that's his last name. Carraro. In Tampa, he was at the Busch Gardens with his family. When I don't know when he reached into an animal pen area and grabbed Pinky. Pinky is a dancing flamingo. Famous.
Right.
Dancing flamingo. And this sick fuck violently threw it to the ground at the attractions Jambo Junction area. Kids were there. Old people were there. The bird, the flamingo, obviously had to be put down. He was so severely damaged. Pinky was a 19-year-old Chilean flamingo. And the fucking thing could dance. He had moves. And this bastard, this sick fuck, for some sick reason, in broad daylight, chose to pick the flamingo up while he's there with his family and WWE slammed the fucking thing down.
He's on drugs.
I don't know why you would do that. I don't understand what would provoke you to do that. They have 20 flamingos. Well, now they have 19. And they put this jail this cocksucker in jail for only $2,000.
Damn.
He shouldn't be. That's too cheap. So that's our two sick fucks. I don't want it to be any more confusing. I want you to understand. And then you got a guy like this. I followed this case. See, this is not a sick fuck for or a dumb fuck. This is just a guy who's a piece of shit.
I have a sick fuck too.
Okay.
After yours.
Oh, you want to do yours and I'll go? Because I want to explain there's a difference between a dumb fuck, a sick fuck, and a piece of shit. So go ahead.
The sick fuck I have is a Pennsylvania guy.
Oh.
Who got into an argument with his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And to get back at her, he flushed his 6-week-old daughter down the toilet.
Come on, man.
Head first.
No, that is not sick fuck. That's not a sick fuck.
What is that?
That's a piece of shit.
Okay.
That's not a sick
he's
fuck.
He's not a dumb fuck. He's a
no,
sick
no,
fuck.
No. That's not sick fuck. I've made it so if you do any harm to anybody else that's like that, see, that's nothing funny about that. That's not a sick fuck. That's a piece of shit. Just like this guy. I remember this case from a few years ago. This guy's name is Sean Custis. This piece of shit, a few years ago, it was caught on videotape. He broke into a woman's home and beat this woman. It was caught on a nanny cam in front of her little kid.
Damn.
And the woman was so strong and fought back that she never even made a sound because she didn't want to wake up her kid. The kid was sleeping. And this guy, thank God, he's put in jail for life.
Good.
That's where you should be. See, but you're not a sick fuck. You're just a piece of shit.
Yeah, okay. We got to come up with
you understand?
That. Yeah.
You're a piece of shit. This guy's Sean Custis. You fucking animal, you.
Word.
Why would you do that? She didn't resist. And this fucking scumbag, when they were doing his sentencing at the trial, if you look at he had covered his face. They should have made him not cover his face.
Yeah, bring him out like in a cage.
Bring him out. Stone this fuck.
Yeah.
You got to keep him in jail.
And feed him.
No. I hope he gets everything he deserves in prison.
They got AC.
And they had a picture of him when he came out of jail, when he got a first arrest, smiling.
They got AC in jail.
Air conditioning?
Yeah.
They need jails and they need other jails. Like for this, these two guys, like we mentioned, they need special places.
Barbarian type shit.
All right. Miles, Jordan, let's take a break here. That got me too upset. But I hope it clarifies everything here. We'll be right back with the I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
All right, so we're back.
Yeah.
Derek Fisher, former NBA great.
Locker room cancer as a coach.
Well, he had the Knicks team that won the least amount of wins ever.
In the history of the franchise. That's his...
Then he got fired.
That's his feather in his cap.
Right. The 17-win Knicks team.
Yeah.
And he also... he's truly down with OPP.
Were you down with OPP? Yeah,
he was hanging out with and has a relationship with Matt Barnes, former teammate's ex-wife, who he's in the middle of a custody dispute with and all that stuff. And as you know, Matt Barnes drove 90 miles to try to go down there and crack that ass real proper.
Word.
And then Fisher, it's alleged, I don't know if it's proven, but while he was coaching the Knicks, it's alleged that he was also messing around or trying to mess around with his player's girlfriend.
Mm.
This is a problem.
This is a pattern.
So anyway, he was a player. Then he coached the Knicks into a 17-win season, which happens to be the worst Knicks record ever. The fucking Knicks on Broadway in Madison Square Garden. 17 wins. Shame on you. Now he wants to make a comeback. And I think the Sacramento Kings, who now have Matt Barnes on their team, should sign Derek Fisher, because nobody gives a shit about Sacramento Kings. They're not a good franchise. They never win. They haven't been good since the Vlade, Chris Webber, Mike Bibby days.
Mm-hmm.
They almost went out of business completely. The team almost got sold. I don't know how the fuck it didn't get sold. But if you want to get some excitement back in Sacramento, get Matt Barnes on the same team with D-Fish. D-Fish, you want to play in the league?
Right.
We'll sign you to a 10-year contract.
Right. Go out there. Go out there with my man Matt Beasley.
Matt Beasley.
Yeah, go out there with him.
Another thing in basketball, LeBron James is on the cover of Sports Illustrated this week. He was talking about...
he's talking real greasy and shit.
He's talking about how he wants to chase the ghost of that guy in Chicago, talking about Michael Jordan and you know, how he this and that, Michael Jordan. And I said it once, I'm going to say it again. You ain't Jordan, Duke. I don't know why you continue to talk about this guy. Once you lost that first title, Duke, you wasn't going to be Jordan.
Yeah.
Once you decided to take your talent to South Beach, you wasn't going to be Jordan. And
the first title loss is over.
You're not Jordan.
Yeah. But,
okay.
But I got a way that he could be.
How could he become Jordan?
Only way he could surpass him right now is to go to five different teams, 5 different years, and win 5 straight championships.
Then he'd be that dude.
You go to the Knicks, you get them one. Then you go to Philadelphia, you get them one. You go to Indiana, you get them one.
Go to Utah.
Get them one. That's how you do it.
But other than that,
forget it.
Stop chasing ghosts. He said, I'm chasing the ghost. First of all, the ghost is still alive. So the ghost isn't a ghost. Second of all, why are we still trying to give you pep talks, Duke? This is not third grade PE class. Well, why I got to continue to try to give you... Be yourself.
Be yourself. You are one of the... You in the top 5.
Leave it alone, man. You're not Jordan. You didn't do dunk contest.
You lost the finals.
You lost the finals a handful of times. You watered down the NBA.
Burr.
You're great. You're fantastic.
But
and you,
you
could say, LeBron could say, hey, Rappaport, well, I'm closer to being Jordan than you are to being Marlon Brando. And I say, that's right, you dumb fuck. I'm the Gringo Mandingo. I'm not trying to be Brando. I'm not chasing Brando. You're chasing Jordan. Okay? You understand? I'm the Gringo Mandingo. Who else is the Gringo Mandingo? I don't hear anybody else claiming that.
Right.
That's just me, my friend. You are... Look, the GOAT, MJ, it'll always trump the king. You see? The king could always be dethroned. You played it all wrong.
Yeah.
You should have done dunk contest.
Yeah.
You should revamp your LeBron sneakers, because I'm going to tell you something. When you're not playing, nobody's wearing them
shits. Yeah, you don't see the motherfuckers rocking them shits in the street.
Nobody's wearing them shits as a fashion statement.
Right.
Jordan's kicks, he's got better style. Jordan made going bald dope. He made it cool. He made people embrace. Yo, he brought that shaved head back in. You, my friend, are letting your hair and your hair issues play out in front of the world like a slow... bad science fiction movie, and I want it to fucking end. I want it to end, okay? So stop talking about Jordan.
Word.
Okay? You did great. Right now, you're the best player in the NBA. Right now, you have arguably one of the best overall careers ever. Stop talking about this, dude. You used to wear 23, and then you said there should be a league-wide retirement of the number.
Right.
What the fuck are you
Come
talking
on,
about?
Man.
And then you said, because he's the greatest of all time. So instead of wearing number 23, you chose to wear number 6, the number that Bill Russell wore. What the fuck? Whose talent? Like, maybe, you know what? I think I might fuck with LeBron a little bit more, because he obviously, he doesn't fact check shit either.
Mm-hmm.
He's just talking.
Leave Mike alone.
Leave Mike alone.
Leave Mike alone. And what about, since you're on the NBA?
Oh, yeah.
We Draymond Green, we hadn't really spoke about that. I want to say...
Draymond Green, you got to fill people in.
Okay,
people
he basically, he sent a picture of his loaf on Snapchat.
Mm-hmm.
And first he denied that he did it. Oh, it was hacked. Then he admitted, yes, that is my loaf.
Yeah.
And I made a mistake.
Yes.
So, you know, I saw his fucking loaf. I didn't want to see it.
Right.
And it got me to thinking, if there's a dick pic etiquette.
Yeah. What is it, G?
If your fucking loaf looks like it was ran over by a tractor, it's not appealing to the woman.
Right. She doesn't want to see that.
If your skin is on the ground, if your shit is tri-colored.
Right.
Don't send that out.
Yeah, if it looks like they did a hatchet job when you got circumcised, don't send that out.
A word.
Use the element of surprise. Nobody wants to see your dusty ass dick, Draymond.
Yeah.
Your shit looks fucked up.
Beat the fuck up, man.
What did you do to your loaf, my man? Don't send that piece out.
Yeah, Jesus.
Get a little hair and makeup or some shit like that. Put that shit through a filter. They got plenty of filters on Snapchat.
Yeah, you could have made it look better.
You could have hooked it up. Put a little contrast, you know, change the lighting a little bit. Hook that piece up.
Jesus.
It didn't look dope, Duke. Good point.
Yes.
But you know what the reality is that picks and dicks, they never mix. You got that? Picks and dicks, they never mix.
Jeez.
It's never gonna go good.
Yeah.
And you know, and that's all that internet shit. You know, there's a dude on the internet. I saw this on CNN.
Mm.
This fucking guy met some broad online. Okay, he's the Dutch guy.
Mm-hmm.
He met some girl online and they were chit-chatting for 2 months. And he flew to China to meet her.
He's about it.
Homegirl didn't come to the airport when he was supposed to meet her.
Oh, sucker shit.
And he stayed. And he stayed. And he stayed. He stayed there fucking 10 days in the airport. They had to drag him out of the fucking airport.
Word.
Put him in a hospital for dehydration and all this shit.
And homegirl never showed up?
Why you do money like this?
You could have kissed this motherfucker.
That's terrible,
yeah.
Man.
But money's stupid. Come on, man. What kind of dude is this? This dude is corny, man.
Yo, he was talking to her, and he, you know.
Yo, you know the game. You got stood up. Get your ass in that airport bar.
Find something new.
Bag something else.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. You want to be there 10 days?
10 days in the airport. And then they had to get him out of the airport. He was all banged up in there.
This guy's just cornball, man.
Yeah, you played yourself, Duke. Yo, you know that the guy, this is back to piece of shit. You know that the guy, I don't know if you know his name, Thomas Edwin Blayton Jr. He's the guy that blew up the church in Birmingham.
Oh, how many names this motherfucker got?
He's the guy. Spike Lee did the great documentary about this situation.
Okay, with
four
those
little girls.
Yeah.
KKK member. He's an old piece of shit.
Yeah.
He's an old piece of shit.
He's the black American's Nazi.
Yes.
That's our Nazi.
And he was able to go up for parole. And they said, you're not getting out of jail.
Right.
But why do you even have parole for a scumbag like this? Why is he still alive?
Yeah.
What's the point of keeping this 78-year-old piece of shit who killed three little girls? And you have the balls big enough to try to suggest that you get out?
Yeah.
I don't understand this shit. There's no parole. We don't give a fuck what you were educated in there. You were cleaning dishes.
Oh, you got your GED, motherfucker.
I don't give a fuck what you got.
Yeah, we don't give a fuck what you got, dude. You in there for 100 until you die.
What do you think your man Clint Eastwood?
Clint Eastwood is puss, man. He talks like he's really the movie.
Right. You're not really the movie.
Like you gonna kick ass at 90. You're not the movie, dude.
You're not Dirty Harry.
Yeah, those guns wasn't even real anyway.
Right.
And you're talking about, oh, this is the pussy generation.
And as far as racism, get over it. What the fuck kind of shit are you talking about?
This is a 100-year-old motherfucker, man. I expect him to be like that. This is Charlton Heston.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, these guys are so removed from everything, man. You know? But let me tell this cat something. These streets ain't no movie. Ain't no cut. The only thing gonna get cut is you.
Yeah.
So you cut the shit.
You ready to fight him?
I wouldn't whoop old Clint ass.
You wouldn't give him a little.
I'll give him a body shot, man.
Right.
And crumple his ass.
Right.
Yeah. That's it.
Okay. Okay. You know who else is a fucking big mouth?
Who?
George Zimmerman.
Oh yeah.
He fucking piece of shit the other day. He was in a restaurant bragging that he was the guy that killed Trayvon Martin. Someone punched him in his face. Someone punched him in his face.
Good.
Yo.
He should get snuffed, man.
What's wrong with this guy? He's in the streets and like they let him go. And then he called this bitch ass. Yo, you're a bitch ass motherfucker. And then he called the cops. He called the cops, said, this man just punched me in the face.
Like Jay-Z said, you the type to start a beef and run to the cops.
You bitch ass motherfucker, you.
That's him.
Yeah, you're a real bitch ass motherfucker, yeah. George Zimmerman.
They're gonna put him to rest soon.
G. Monetti, over 30 million people have nail fungus. That's roughly 10% of the U.S. population, which is forced to treat nail fungus painfully or risk major side effects. Unfortunately, nail fungus does not go away on its own. Thankfully, now there's Clear Touch technology. Radiancy, the makers of Clear Touch, make medical aesthetic devices for the professional industry that treat dermatological conditions. The technology in Clear Touch is LHE, light and heat energy. LHE is a form of phototherapy that can cure your nail fungus. Twice a day is all you need to see results. Once in the morning, once at night. This works on fingers and toenails. Nail fungus is no laughing matter, all right? And it's not to be ashamed of. Did you know that untreated foot fungus can be transmitted to your partner while you sleep?
Hell no.
Yeah, well, it could happen. So take care of this issue today. Visit www.clearmyfungus.com. That's www.clearmyfungus.com to purchase this revolutionary technology or call 800-910-5590. That's 800-910-5590 to get yours today.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Football season is almost here.
We love it.
Can't wait. Are you ready for some football?
Watching since 79.
Love it. Love it, love it, love it. You know that Tom Brady? He turned 39 the other day. Mm-hmm. And I think it's good that he turned 39. His birthday's in August. I didn't know this. Mm-hmm. But he can now have like a 4-week birthday party.
Word. Vacation.
Enjoy yourself. You see him in training camp, Mr. Class, Tom. Mr. Class, Tom. Mr. Class. He's fucking... Garoppolo, who's starting the first 4 games because Tom Brady is suspended, he's having a fight for snaps.
He's sharing.
Mr. Class, yeah. Tom Brady doesn't want to let the starting quarterback
get all the snaps.
Right, to help the team.
Right.
Mr. fucking Class. But I heard from sources in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. I don't know. No one else. I don't know if it's true.
You out here. You got the vine.
I know sources. Sources in Hollywood said that Tom Brady and one of the associates from the New England Patriots were at the Best Makeup House getting fitted for prosthetics to look like Jimmy Garoppolo so he could possibly cheat and play the first 4 weeks. I can't confirm or deny it. I'm just saying I wouldn't be surprised if this fucking guy was like trying to do some Tom Cruise Mission Impossible shit, put a rubber face on, and be like, I'm Jimmy Garoppolo. Yep. And then they pull the rubber off. No, you're not, asshole. Right. Let Garoppolo have the starts, Mr. Class.
Right.
Let him have the snaps. He's got to practice. He doesn't know what he's doing. Right. He's running around like a Keystone Cop. When I seen the footage of him, he's on some Tim Tebow shit.
Yeah, he ain't shit. But I wouldn't put it past these motherfuckers. They have a history of cheating.
Oh, yeah, they'll do whatever.
Belichick was like, yo, we can't. Four games. We could lose. Potentially, we could be 0-4, and we're not going to the playoffs.
Yep.
So, put him in. What's that shit in Hollywood they do, rap, where they put you in a fucking fat suit?
Yeah.
That's what he's doing.
Yeah. The Mission Impossible, the rubber face shit. It could happen. I cannot wait for fantasy football. I cannot wait for NFL. I can't wait for the drama. I can't wait for all of it. Mm-hmm. It's going to be fantastic. You know, speaking of loafs, you know, this actor, Orlando Bloom.
Oh, the brother?
No, he's white.
Oh, okay.
He was in the Caribbean Pirates movies.
Oh, okay.
He's like, looks like Johnny Depp. I didn't see the photos, but he was riding around butt-ass. Why you butt-ass on the beach paddleboarding Katy Perry around? Like, why are you running around taking butt-ass naked peach? Why are you butt ass? Like, this motherfucker's ass is as white as it can. I know he got a sunburn. Like, Duke, what the fuck are you doing, my man?
He trying to get attention.
I guess that's as simple as it is, right?
Yeah, that's it. What else could a motherfucker want? He with Katy Perry. She was naked, too?
She wasn't naked. That's the whole thing. Like, it was just weird. Like, he was naked, and she wasn't butt-ass.
Katie, why you ain't getting naked?
I don't understand why she wasn't what do you call it?
Naked.
Yeah, I don't know why.
She probably was looking back at him like, ew.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the fuck what they were doing. What else you got for me, G Monetti? What else is popping, man?
Man, I'm just I want to talk about this Olympics.
Oh, yeah.
I was watching the NBA. It's like the NBA All-Stars. Let's not just call it an Olympic team. The NBA All-Stars.
Right.
Against Nigeria and these teams, and they're just fucking blowing them out, and everybody's giving high fives. What are you really doing?
Yeah, what's the point?
Who are you beating?
Right.
Why don't you divvy up the NBA All-Star teams and play each other? Because you know when you get to the Olympics, you're going to do the same shit that you're doing, right?
Right.
So make the games enjoyable and play like the NBA All-Star game.
Right.
Instead of playing against fucking, the sub-Saharan African motherfuckers?
Yeah, in Nigeria.
100-30?
Yeah, this is dope. They need to dunk on these guys and shit? Yeah, this is stupid, man. And they still say in the dream team. This is not a dream
That's
team.
That's not a fucking dream team.
And the competition is like, why don't you just let other dudes play? Like, let the young dudes play or something. Like, get the college dudes. Get the D-League dudes. Let a D-League dude emerge from this.
And look at the coaching staff. They got Boeheim, fucking Krzyzewski.
How many coaches you need to win? And like, I'm doing it for my... This is a slaughter.
I don't like it.
Me neither.
Play against each other.
Yeah, do that. I'm not impressed. I'm not watching any of those games.
Yeah.
It's not. Maybe if I hear about a game being competitive, I know that Spain is always sort of competitive.
Argentina.
Come on, man.
Play against the other NBA guys who's nice, who didn't make the Olympics.
Right.
That'll be a better game.
Those games are whack. So they canceled Caitlyn Jenner's show, I Am Kate. And I say good.
Oh.
I say good, okay? The ratings sucked, and this is just not an entertaining person. Bruce wasn't entertaining, and Caitlyn is not entertaining.
No charisma, nothing. You're just running,
and
man.
No sense of humor at all. Right. I saw Caitlyn on an interview with Bill Simmons the other day, and he's like trying to make jokes and like to have nothing. Like and he's still. Caitlyn, she still supports the Republican Party.
They support
people are
her.
Crazy with this. They don't want to support her, man. They might support her just to say they support her. But people are crazy with this Republican and Democrat shit. It's like a religious thing. Like, I'm a stand behind. Yo, why don't you vote for the person that you think is the right person instead of standing behind these theories? I don't understand that shit. It's so divisive. But Caitlyn, you think that the Republican, like those hardcore Republicans that are Make America Great, you think you're the picture when they're thinking of Make America Great Again?
But remember, behind closed doors, they be going after these motherfuckers.
No shit.
They support her on the low.
No shit. they support her like for that. But I'm glad they canceled that show. That show, this is not an entertaining person for a reality show. I'd rather have G. Monetti's house project.
That's right.
Remember, it's taking you months and months and months to get this fucking house, dude. Get Vanilla Ice up to the Bronx. Have him fucking redo that fucking place. When's this place going to be done, for crying out loud? Seriously, bro. Man.
The end of August.
End of August. And you're on record on the Iron Rapport Stereo podcast saying June. I told you that wasn't happening.
But things change.
No shit.
You know what I mean? So, you know.
People want their oxtail dinners.
Well, when that house gets finished, my man, we rolling now. End of August, man. We rocking.
Okay, but people want their oxtail dinners.
They're going to get all that.
Okay.
And a bagel and lox, man. That's you have to supply that.
Why me?
That's your forte. I'm with the oxtails, you know.
All right. Listen, August 5th, it's happening. The Platinum Party at the Dime in Los Angeles, right on Fairfax.
Yeah.
All hip-hop, all platinum hip-hop.
90s, right?
Any from any genre.
Oh, I thought you said 90s.
It could be any. Well, 90s is when the platinum really started. Yeah. But there was some shit in the 80s.
Yeah, okay.
The 90s, we're not getting into the Nouveau shit, although a lot of the Nouveau shit didn't go platinum because nobody buys music anymore. They steal it. I mean, why would you buy 95.9% of the shit that's out there now?
Word.
I wouldn't buy it. Neither should you.
It ain't funky.
Exactly. It always comes back to how funky
that's right.
Is it, right?
Got to be funky. What James said? Got to be funky. Mm. Yeah.
You got anything else, Mr. Monetti?
I want to shout out the Military Rapper Pack, holding stuff down in bases all over the world, keeping shit in check.
So appreciative of your work, your sacrifice, and the fact that you protect us, you protect this country. Please wish you safe return. The entire Rapper Pack, policemen across the country,
firemen.
Love, firemen, EMTs across the country, nothing but love and respect.
Word up.
Wish you safe days, safe nights. What else, Monetti?
Oh, that's it, man. Looking forward to that party. Listen, some good hip hop, enjoying the fans, and looking to go back on tour and see some other cities, man.
Oh, yeah, we're going to do it. I was wondering, Miles. I'm making a request here. Do you think that you could take us out with that brick, that new beat, that brick that Moody made?
Yeah.
Can you put that on? Let that rock for me a little something. Let the people hear it.
Yeah.
And you could turn it up because that shit is banging.
Yeah.
See, Iron Rapport Stereo podcast, and we're done. And we're about to go have some fun.
Peace.